The reading is written in John chapter 18, verses 28 to 40, and is to be found on page 1086 in the Church Bible. John chapter 18, verses 28 to 40. Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," they objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death he was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it that you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him. But it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks so much, Peter. Right, we're going to start this morning by playing a game of Would I Lie to You? Would I Lie to You? Okay, this is a game we're trying to get to the truth of things. I'm going to say something, you need to work out, am I telling you the truth or am I telling you a lie? If you want, you can ask me questions to justify it. We'll get there. But the question is, would I lie to you? Here's the first one. I don't actually like Easter eggs. What do you reckon? Is that truth or lie? The thing is, with Easter eggs, they've just got too much air in them for me. There's too much air. I just want more chocolate in an Easter egg. There's just so much air in them. And they're quite expensive for what they are, really. And the chocolate, it's just not that good a quality. And there seems to be a bit of an expectation when you get an Easter egg to share it. And so I don't actually like Easter eggs. What do you think? Hands up if you think I'm telling the truth. Okay, there are a few who thinks I'm lying. Okay, now what happens in the game show is they normally press a button for the big reveal. They are telling the. It's a lie. It's a. What do you think? That was exciting, wasn't it? Okay, here's the next one. I once refused to take part in an Easter egg hunt because I felt it was poorly organized. Not tomorrow, absolutely, or not last year. The thing is, it was an international trust property, and the guy in charge, he had no idea what he was doing, really. There were so many people there, and I just didn't think that there were going to be enough eggs to go around. I didn't want to reward his poor effort with a smile on a young boy's face. So I said, no way, I'm not participating. What do you think? Am I telling the truth or a lie? Am I telling the truth? Interesting, a few more. Yeah, okay. Am I telling a lie? We've got some sound. Let's see, is it going to work? Shall I press it? It's a lie. And we've got some quirky things. Don't worry about that. Okay. Last one. Until last year, I had never been to church on Good Friday. What do you think? You think I'm lying? The thing is, my family, they went away and they didn't go to church on Good Friday, so I didn't go. And then last year, when in my previous church when we were there, actually my skills, whatever they are, weren't really needed or appreciated. Much more important was Kathy's violin playing. So I was just at home with the kids. I've never been to, until last year, I'd never been to church on Good Friday. What do you think? Am I telling the truth or a lie? Hands up if I'm telling the truth. Okay, hands down. You think I'm lying? You think I'm lying? Well, the big reveal, with maybe a bit of echo from me. It's true. Until last year, I'd never been to church on Good Friday. But I'm so glad I'm here today. I am so glad I'm here today, just like last year, because it is such an important day. It's such an important day. And we want to use today to get to the truth of what Easter is all about. Because there's more to it than Easter eggs. Now, in our bit of the Bible today, we're basically in a courtroom. And courtrooms are all about getting to the truth. Understanding the truth about someone, understanding what they've done, whether they're a criminal or not. Imagine you were in a courtroom for a moment. There's a judge and a jury and there are lawyers all trying to understand the truth about you. It's a scary thought, isn't it? Scary thought. What is the truth about you? And I'm not talking about whether you like Easter eggs or not. What do you really like? What do you really like? You know, the teacher might tell me that I'm really kind. Mummy might tell me that I'm lovely. But the bully might tell me I'm nothing. My friend tells me I'm good at craft. My coach tells me I'm good at football. My boss, though, he tells me I just don't work hard enough. Who am I supposed to listen to? And my own heart, what does it say? No, my own heart knows me more deeply. It knows that I try to do the right thing, but I seem to hurt the people I love most. I don't like it when I see that other people are better at something than me. There are all these annoying people at school. I don't want them as part of my friendship group. God tells me to listen to him. And actually, frankly, I'd much rather do what I want to do. If they found out some of that stuff in the courtroom, it'd be very embarrassing. But in our courtroom, in our passage, Jesus is on trial. And the question is, what is the truth about Jesus? Because Jesus has been arrested. He's already been questioned by the high priest and other Jewish leaders. They've taken him to see Pilate, the Roman governor. And the question is, and Pilate asks, what charges are you bringing against this man? What are you saying he's done wrong? The answer the leaders give is, he's a criminal. Well, that's not an answer, is it? They're basically saying, well, he's a criminal because he's a criminal. That doesn't answer the question. You see, the truth is, they don't have any charges that'll stick. The truth is that Jesus has done nothing wrong. And so Pilate says, take him away, you put him on trial. I don't want anything to do with it. But then it gets really nasty. Because they say, but we can't kill him. And that's the truth about the Jewish leaders. They don't want to know the truth about Jesus. They just want him dead. So Pilate takes Jesus inside and he asks his own question. Are you the king of the Jews? He asks. And Jesus says, is that your own idea? Or have you heard others talk to you about me? Jesus is basically saying, well, what do you think? Do you see now in the courtroom, the roles have changed. It looks like Jesus is on trial, but really it's the other way around. Jesus is asking the question to Pilate and to us. Don't just take someone else's word for it. Who do you think I am? He's saying. You might be able to tell me what your parents think about Jesus. You might be able to tell me what your friends think about Jesus. The question that really matters is, what do you think about Jesus? What about you, young or old in the room? Who do you think Jesus is? The answer to that question is the most important answer you could ever give. Because Jesus is actually God's king. He says, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place. See, it's from above. He doesn't get his authority from Rome or from Jerusalem or even from you. It's from above. It's from heaven. It's from God, whether we recognize it or not. He is God's king and he reigns everywhere. That's the truth. But the sad thing is that the Jewish leaders didn't care about the truth. They just wanted him dead. Pilate even says, what is truth? He didn't care either. What is truth? In fact, he goes out to the crowd and he says, I find no basis for a charge against him. Jesus was innocent, but he didn't release him. What is truth? Do you care about truth? Because the truth is that Jesus wasn't guilty of anything. He was innocent. The truth is that Jesus wasn't a common criminal. He was God's king. He didn't deserve to die. He deserved to be worshipped. So why did Jesus let it all happen? So where have we got to? Let's play another game of Would I Lie to You. Jesus is innocent and he's God's king. Jesus is innocent and he's God's king. And the answer to this passage is, it's true. It's true. And he says that the reason he came into the world is to testify to the truth. That's a bit of a strange thing to say. He's come to show us the truth. And Pilate, of course, asks, well, what is truth? But that is the wrong question. That is the wrong question. The question he should have asked is, who is truth? Who is truth? And the answer is Jesus himself. Back in John 14, these famous words, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the truth. John 8:32, Jesus said, the truth will set you free. Like the key in the door, it unlocks it. It sets you free. But the thing is, Jesus is saying, I am the truth. Jesus is the one who sets us free. Jesus is the key who unlocks the prison door and sets us free through a sacrifice. And we see that in what happens next. We see that in what happens next because there is another prisoner. This guy called Barabbas. He's over here. Barabbas. Now, Barabbas was guilty. He was a rebel who had taken part in an uprising. But because it's the festival of the Passover, now if you know anything about the Passover, we have done it in church a little bit quite recently, we've been talking about it. The Passover is when Israel were set free from Egypt. And so as a bit of a reminder, every Passover, there was a tradition that they would set a prisoner free to remind them that Israel had been set free. So the question is, who would be set free? The innocent king or the guilty rebel? Who would it be? Who was they going to set free? Who's going to win the popularity contest? Who would you vote for? Let's reenact this to some degree. If it's your birthday today, I want you to shout out Jesus. Okay? Ready? Steady.
Jesus.
Happy birthday. No. Just, ah. But it's a small voice. I appreciate that. If it's your birthday on any other day of the year, I want you to shout out Barabbas. Ready? Steady. That's what the crowd shout. This is what the crowd shouts. All together. No, not Jesus. Give us Barabbas. And you think, what? How mean, how horrible. They're condemning Jesus to die. Jesus was the innocent king. And they chose to free the guilty rebel. But that's the point. That is the point. Jesus died so that guilty rebels go free. He unlocks the door. And that is good news. Because to go back to the courtroom, God says that we are all, by default, guilty. Rebels. We could play another game of Would I Lie to You? I am a guilty rebel against the God who made me. True. In the courtroom, where we're on trial, the truth is that we're all guilty rebels against the God who made us. We were made by a perfect God, but our lives are nowhere near perfect. He's a good God, but we don't always do good. He's a generous God, but we don't always share our things. He's a loving God, but we're not always kind to others. He told us to be holy like he is, but we don't always want to listen to him. That's the truth about us. And that makes us rebels like Barabbas, who deserve to be punished by the God of justice. In fact, we're supposed to see ourselves as Barabbas. So one for the older ones here. The Barabbas simply means Bar-Abbas. Bar, son, Abba, father. A son of a father, it means. A son of a father. A child of a father. That's all of us. That's us. All of us. But the wonderful news of Easter, the wonderful news of Good Friday, is that Jesus, the son of the father, takes the place of a son of a father, of us. People like you and me. He goes to the cross, suffering an appalling death and God's anger at our sin. And us guilty rebels, we go free. Jesus, who is the truth, takes our truth, our sin and rebellion against God, and he unlocks our prison cell and he sets us free from the punishment we deserve for our sin, free from our slavery to sin, free to live for God by his Spirit, free to live life as it was meant to be lived, free to enjoy eternal life in a world made right and new. I don't deserve it. But if I join his team, if I put my life in his hands, then Jesus says, I'll go to the cross in your place. I'll sacrifice myself so that you can go free. It cost him his life. But he gave it for us, as we sang earlier. That's how we know what God's love is. God showed us his love. That Jesus would die for us. That love for me. What a lot of love. So here's the last one. Would I lie to you? Jesus went to the cross, so I am free. Jesus went to the cross, so I am free. If we're trusting in Jesus, and please let me encourage you to do so. If you'd like to talk more about that, I'd love to speak to you after the service. If we're trusting in Jesus, then the answer to that question is absolutely true. Absolutely true. Let's pray. Oh, gracious Father, what extraordinary love that you would show, that you would send Jesus to die for us, that even us, even me, even I, could be set free. Please, Father, this Easter, show us, and today particularly, of all days, help us to grasp what extraordinary love that was in seeing what it cost Jesus, but that he did it for us so that when we put our faith in him, we are totally forgiven, totally free. In Jesus' name we pray.